Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Dalid. A lot to talk about today. Just to make a public service announcement, I got this in the mail yesterday, a sign from the Agudo, which says at the beginning of Masechta Sota, keep in mind that 1,116 blot studied, 1,595 blot to go. See him August 2nd, 2012, Yud Dalad Av, Tav Shin Ayin Beis. So, keep in mind that we're almost halfway, about 400 blot short of halfway through Shas, those of you who are keeping track. But, for now, we have only one page in front of us. One daf to focus on, and that is Sota Daf Dalad. We are on Gimel Amud Beis, sir? Oh, that's Hashem. See him in Yerushalayim, not just Beit Shemesh. It's not Hassam. The Mishnah says, Yad Eliyahu, right? Tanan Hasam Gimel Amud Beis, sixth wide line. Mishnah, the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah from later on. Shahaya Bedin. So we're talking about again the edus required for kinui and for stira and for tumah. So we mentioned that the Gemara is going according to the opinion that stira might need two. The yichud needs two. That was a machlokas. The yichud needs two, even though the tumah only needs one. That we saw according to everyone. So the Gemara says Shahaya Bedin. Really, the misvara you might have said otherwise. Uma edus harishona. If the first edus, which is the stira, the yichud, she'ain osarta iser olam, which does not aser her forever. Right, the stira only asers her until she drinks. Einim miskayemes bepachas mishnayim. That requires two. Edus ha'achrona she'osarta iser olam. So the later edus, the tumah, which asers her forever, if one day comes and says she was mezaneh, she's finished. Because she has to get divorced, but she can't drink because there's only one and she doesn't get killed. So, in addition to the tzikayim, the bachas bishtayim. So, the second edus surely should require two. If the earlier one, which does not answer her forever, requires two, so surely the later one. So, Tabalomar, that's why the pasuk tells me, ve'eid ein ba. Kol sheyesh ba. No, eid ein ba. If there aren't two eidim, but one eid, that is good enough for tumah. Special limud, the kavachobel leidus harishon meyatos. Now the Mishnah says back, so go backwards, the other way. Uma eidus ha'achron shosar te iser ola miskayemes be'eid echad. If the later eidus, the eidus of tumah, which answers her forever, is good enough with one eid, Edus Harishona, the earlier Edus of Stira, She'eno Sarte Isser Olam, which is not forever, Eno Dinshit Tiskayim Beit Echad, that should surely be good enough with one. For the Stira, Tamaloma, that's why the Pasuk tells me, we have a Limud that says you always need two Edim. Ki Matzah by Ervas Davar, it says Ervas Davar by Arayos, Ulahala Nuomer, and in Shoftim it says, Al Pishnei Edim, O Al Pishlosha Edim Yakum Davar, Badini Mamanis it says, Davar, Xerishava, Ma Davar, Hamar La'alan Al Pishnayim Edim, just like the latter one says, two, Afkan Al Pishnayim Edim. So, Xerishava that you need two for the Stira. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Hi, Michi Matze Ervas Davar Nafka. Why do you have to quote a pasuk of Adini Mamanis, which teaches me in Kala Torah Kula? Mi Ba Nafka. Didn't we have yesterday? You learn it from a miut of Ba. Ba Velo Bikini, Ba Velo Bistira. Mi Ba Ilay. Ba, regarding the Tumah one, is enough. But not enough for the Kinoi, not enough for the Stira. So what are you quoting me? A Kala Torah Kula Makar. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachanami Kamar. You're right. Really, we didn't need this Davar, Xer Shava, to teach me that you need two by Stira. That we have a specific limud by Sota. Tama Lomar, Ba, Bavalo Bakini, Bavalo Bastira. But then add in these words, Vituma Ba Alma, Blokini, Balastira, Delomemine, Echaminalan. But what about in general, outside of Sota? How do you know you always need two? So that's the Xer Shava, Nemer Kanye, Masabar, Vazdavar, Venemer Lahalan, Apishre, Edim, Apishosh, Edim, Yakum, Davar, Xdavar, Madavar, Amur, Lalan, Edim, Shnayim, Afkan, Edim, Shnayim. That's the Makkah, they always need two witnesses to testify about, Davar Sheba Erva. So 2 points. One a general point and one a specific Sota point. What if, right, so we have to say this whole daf, the past two blah, were about that one aid is good enough for Tumah. What happens if there's one aid for Tumah, but not related to the Stira that took place? There's two aid on the Kinu, two aid on the Stira, and then one aid comes along and says a woman was misyachid with that man, but not specifically in this Stira. Right? The two aid say there was Stira at 3 o'clock, at 7 o'clock at night on Tuesday. And then there's another witness that says that she was mizaneh on Wednesday. So is that good enough? Or do you need the tumah to be, let's say it was even beforehand. So do you need it to be during the stiras? That seems to be a machlokas, Rambam Narashi. Mishnah Melech points out this machlokas. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sota, in Aleph Yudalid, Ha'isha shekina labayla v'nistra achar akinui, a woman who has kinui v'stira, and v'harei hu omedes lishtos. Right? She's a skiri, she has stira, she's about to drink. Uba eid echad v'heir alesha nivala b'fanav imze shekina la'imo, and one he comes and says, there was tumah, there was nus, hareza asura abayla la'olam v'eina shosev yotza balok suba. V'afilu haya eid tumah zeh echad meidi astira, shenemar v'harei eid. Okay. Says the Mishnah Melech, it sounds like from the Rambam, the impression that you get is that the Eid HaTumah doesn't have to be about the Stira. He just says, an Eid comes and says, she was mezaneh with this man. It doesn't say specifically now, at this time, anytime. Why? What is the Svara for Rash, for the Rambam? To Kol Sheheira Eid, this is the Mishnah Melech talking now, Kol Sheheira Eid Shenitmeis Im Oso Shekidela, Av She'en Lano B'Tumah Zoe Di Stira, HaRezer HaSura, it's good enough. Who argues with this? Rashi. Which Rashi? A Rashi we had already. Look back at Rashi Daf yesterday, Bezim Abes, 2 days ago. Rashi in the middle of Dibur Maskel Itzrich on Bezim Abes. In the middle of that Rashi says, Sha'achar kiri v'stira ba'ed echad v'heyed shenitma'a ba'osa stira. Rashi says, ba'osa stira. Meaning there's tuma on that stira. Rashi seems to say it has to be tumah there. And why? Says the Mishnah, that makes a lot of sense. The whole reason we're believing 1-8 in this context is because, as we said twice already, raglayim ladavar. Because there's circumstantial evidence based on the behavior, based on the kita, based on the stira. So it makes sense that it led right into the tumah. So it makes a lot of sense, says the Mishnah, according to this Rashi. Tadavka kishamek shididis ba'osa stira. Sheish b'shnei idim ne'amon. Achim heyre eich and inimis pamacheres eno ne'amon. V'tam godo yish b'davar. Because this is based on the kita, based on the stira. So that's the machlokas that he points out between the Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam would have to say, it is a good enough raglayim ladavar, even though it's not the specific case. Yeah. That's what the Rambam would have to say. It's also raglayim ladavar. Okay. And now we have just the general point. That is, we have this is the makar, davar davar mimamo, and it comes up here, it comes up at Kedushin Samachay, that you need two witnesses for davar sheba erva. So for example, gittin, Kedushin, you always need two witnesses. And the question that the Ksos HaChoshen asks, Ksos and Simon Reish Bem Aleph, is why is this different than, let's say I lend you money. And then we come to court and I admit that, you know, I lend you money and you admit and I have to pay you for it. So why is that different where you don't need two witnesses, let's say, by Dine Mamanis, by Matana? That's the case of the Shulchan Aruch has been Reish Bem Aleph. If they both admit, it works. So why does the Gemara Kedushin say that if the chassan and the kala admit that a marriage took place, but there were no witnesses. Let's say there's a video. Let's say they bring a video, and on the video, you see the chassan, harayim, mekudesh, leave it to bazu. You know exactly, there were no witnesses there. They did it in private. What's the halacha? They're not married. Gemara says before, shim misachas kedushin. So the ethics says, what's the difference? You have this gzera shava here, right here, davar davar mi mamon. Just like dini mamonis needs two witnesses, so too davar shim erva means two witnesses. So why is it that by dini mamonis, even without two witnesses, you could find a way to work? If they both admit, shneha modim. Masha'enki, by getting the Kedushin, it doesn't work. So this is known as the machlokas between the Ksos and Reb Chaim. The Ksos answers, there in Siman Reish Mem Aleph, that really the Eidim for Dini Mamanis and the Eidim for Davar Sheva Erva, yes, there are different types of witnesses, but they're not so far from each other. By Dini Mamanis, they're Eidei Birur. Why do you need two? Because you have to know what happened. You have to know what happened. You have to be mevarer. So if the two people afterwards say, this is what happened, so we believe them. So you didn't have to aid them to be mevarer at the time. So the two people admit, that's good. But by gittin and kedushin, you need what's called, what the Gemara calls, eide kiyum. Lo mekaimi milsa elabasadav. You know, what does that mean according to the Ksos? Because, as the Rosenzweig has explained it, they're super eide birur. By getting a kedushin, according to the Ksos, you not only need eidei birur, and if you don't have it, you can be mevarer some other way. The Torah demands that the eidei birur are there, super eidei birur. And therefore, by dinei mamonis, you have what's called hodas valdin, it's kamei eidim dami, as if you had eidim there. So you have eidei birur. By getting a kedushin, you don't have the principle of hodas valdin, kamei eidim dami. That only applies to dinei mamonis. And therefore, that's why it's not good enough. But there's not something fundamentally different between the Eidei Birur, which is by Dina Mamanis, and Eidei Kiyum, which are by Davar Sheva Erva, Gittin, and Kedushin. It's just, Eidei Kiyum are super Eidei Birur, the halacha demands that they're there. But it's not that they're fundamentally different. That's what the Ksos says in Siman Reish Mem Aleph. The Reb Chaim, though, in Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza, says something very different. He said, no, Eidei Kiyum are fundamentally different than Eidei Birur. Eidei Birur are there just to make sure it happened. Edekiyam, you know what Edekiyam mean? The event didn't take place without their presence. Not just because we don't know if it took place, but really, it halachically doesn't take place. There's a certain transcendental element that is given by these witnesses there, and if they're not there, the event didn't take place. That's what Reb Chaim says. Had to be an edim lekiyumei milsa. Hayno rak the echad shebeskayim adaver midaito shebedaito osek kedusha vagirushin vahashliach. Being an edim lekiyum maysav, the action didn't happen unless the edim are there. So this is kedushin and this is gittin and this is yibum chalitza is a discussion. That's Reb Chaim's context over there. The chalitza you don't need edekiyum, but yibum you might need it. So that's what he talks about. That's what Reb Chaim talks about there. That's machlokah between Reb Chaim and the Ksos about Edei Birur, again, and about Edei Kiyum. There's more to talk about there, but today's a busy day, so we have to continue. Tana Rabbana, busy day on the daf, that is.
The previous point about the Eid Echad
by Tumah. Yeah, Eid Echad by Tumah.
If it's a different man,
if it's a different man, then that would not be good enough. Even the Rambam, who requires the Eid, the Tumah, who allows it to be about a different stira, requires it to be the same person. Got to be the same person because that you need some raglayim ledover. You need some raglayim ledover.
But the Edei Tumah, what kind of
Edim
are they?
The Edei Tumah would
tell us what's going on, or
yeah, would they would probably. I mean, Edei Tumah like Edei Znus, Eishes Ish. So that would be Edei Birur. Because let's say a woman knows herself that she was Mazana. She's also even though there were no witnesses, she's also to her husband. Right, that's a davar de memela.
All
Erevas Dovar. Okay, right. So you have to, but that, my question is that a Dovar Sheva Erva? The fact that an Isha becomes Asur Labaila even without Edom, if she knows herself. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ezu Edus Harishona. So we just quoted this Mishnah from later on, and we mentioned it. We mentioned the following, but now the Gemara is going to explain it explicitly. Edus Rishona, what is that? Zu Edus Stira. When the Mishnah discussed the first Edus, that was talking about the Edim for the Yichud. Edus Achrona Zu Edus Tumah. That's talking about the Edus for the Tumah. The Kama Shir Stira. How long is the Shir Stira? How long do the witnesses have to observe that this man and woman were together? So, 9 opinions. Kedei Tumah, Kedei Bia, Kedei Ha'ara, Kedei Akavas Dekel, Divrei Bishmal. That's all one. That's all one opinion. How long? Enough time for Tumah, which is enough time for Bia, which is enough time for the beginning of Bia, Ha'ara, which is enough time to walk around the tree. Kediakov is Dekel. That's the first opinion. Rebbe Elazar, and Tosfos just add, top Tosfos, B'Yerushalmi, Kol Inlin Shi'urin Achar Hatara Sinar. This is all excluding the time that it takes to take off clothes. Hatara Sinar, which we'll get back to that point in a minute, an important point. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Kedei Mizikas Hakos, as long as it takes to dilute a cup of wine. We know in the olden days, wine was very strong. They had to dilute it. So as long as it takes to dilute a cup of wine, that's as long as the Shir Stira. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kedei Lishtoso, as long as it takes to drink a cup of wine. Ben Azai Omer Kedei Lishtos Beitza, enough to roast an egg. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kedei Lagoma, enough to swallow an egg. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer Kedei Lagmoa Shalosh Beishim Zuacharzu, enough time to swallow 3 eggs in a row. Rabbi Elazar Bar Yirmiya Omer Kedei Likshar Garde Nima, enough time for a weaver to tie a knot. I guess weavers are more professional, so it takes them shorter. Enough time to tie a knot. Chanan ben Pinchas Omer, Kedei Shetoshe Yadlo Toch Pialito Kisein. Enough time for someone to take I would say, you have something caught in your teeth, right? To floss. Enough time to floss and to get a piece out. Plimo Omer, Kedei Shetoshe Yadlo Sal Lito Kikar. Enough time to take a cookie out of a basket. Afabishin Raya Lodover Zech Lodover. Even though there's no Raya to this last opinion about the bread, but there's a zechar, there's a hint in Mishlei, ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. You see bread and isha zona in the same pasuk, so that is a remes. Period, ad kan, these are the shitas. Couple of so we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. So first of all, we're okay, by the way? First of all, Noda B'Yehuda was asked, it's interesting, whenever he's asked a lumdus question, he says, I don't usually answer lumdus, I only answer lamaisas. That's why it's taking me a long time to get you an answer. But now I could have time. All day at the end of Evan Ezer, Tinyana, Simin Kuf Samach. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, I have a suffix. All these shi'urim of Tumah. Do the two witnesses have to see the stira the whole time? You know, they have to see, let's say it's 4 minutes. We'll get to sheet this in a few minutes, how many minutes it is. But How long do they have to witness? They have to witness this man or woman in seclusion for 4 minutes. What happens if they come in the middle and they're already secluded? Do we assume that there was the time of Tumah beforehand? If we don't know, we know they've been in seclusion. We don't know how long it's been. We don't know if it's been a minute or it's been more time. So the Nodav Yehuda is not sure whether the time here that's required is part of the ingredient for the problem. You have to have this time. The Edom have to witness this time. And if not, the Raglayim Ledavar does not exist. Or maybe, you know, even if the Edom come in the middle, you know, it must be that they've been in there already. They don't have to witness it. So he has that suffix. He says, on the one hand, v'lo mikri raglayim l'davar, ela imkim ha raglayim l'davar, mora shezinsa, ukshashasa, k'dei toma raglayim l'davar shezinsa, ata. But if you only catch them now, you don't know how long they've been in there, maybe they just got in there. Maybe they wanted to be mezana, but they weren't mezana. We have no idea. So he's noted to say that this year of Tumah is what the Edom have to witness, not just coming in the middle, and, oh, maybe they had it already. But that's what the... He leans into it. Dulai astira, but papas bishir tuma. Well, mikri astira klal. Maybe if they're not in it for this amount of time, it's not called yichud. It's not called yichud if they don't have it for this long. Vari lo nistira klal shalakach lo natira lichnos. Right, and we wouldn't aser her in this case if they didn't witness that amount of time.
But if the door is locked, you can't assume they break it in there.
If the door is locked, you don't know when they got in. And the Edom have to witness it for it to be considered a raglayim l'davar, for it to consider circumstantial. You don't know, even if they got in, but you don't know. But you don't know, and that's not good enough to cause the whole talich of sota to go into effect.
If they lock the door, it shows their
but even so, but even, correct, it shows intent, 100%. It shows intent, but they don't know anything that happened. Intent is not good enough, according to the Nodav Yehuda. Yeah. Oh, right now. So let's talk about it. Number one, let's talk about Eidei Yichud, the Yichud room, right? It's wedding time. And let's talk about Yichud in general. Yeah, so somebody came up to me in the Beis Medrash yesterday. So they overheard it. We have a Chavrus and I were doing this Gemara. He's like, so how long do you tell the Chasr Kala to be into the Cheder Yichud? So what do you say? How long do the Besadri Kedushin usually tell them? 9 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, something like that. Takes 10 minutes to roast an egg. Takes 10 minutes to tie a knot. So long? So me'ikar hadin, you probably, seems like you don't need that. Look in Nisuin Kelchasa, the encyclopedia about everything you want to know about Hilchasa Nisuin. So he quotes at the end of volume one, Kamaz man sark l'shaz b'cheder yichud, how long? Yesh sovrim she'en ha'shir l'davar. Some say there's no shir. U'miyadim ha'scholas his yachdusam l'chas v'kala nigbar kinyin. The first second they lock the door. Who's that? He quotes the Makne from Mesechus Ksubis. Ulam acherim sovrim, others say, no, you have to be in there a specific amount of time. So how long? So he quotes a number of achronim on the bottom. The minchas, the brisker rav was somewhat machmir. It doesn't quote a number, but he quotes for the minchas yisrael dayan whites 5 minutes. 5 minutes, Rav Sternbach 5 minutes, Rav Nassim Gestetner 3 minutes, but it's somewhere between 3 and 5. So the 9 is a little bit long. So somebody came up to you in the base matter. So why do we have so long? It takes so long. So the average, I would say, beside a kedusha, most is like 9-10 minutes. Even though me'ikra didn't, you probably don't need so long. So I said, I don't know, I've got to do some research. So Baruch Hashem, late last night, I found the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer, Chelek Dalid, Simin Samach He, Sif Chaf Aleph. Dalid, Samach He, Chaf Aleph. Rav Moshe deals with this, Chaf Beis. Rav Moshe deals with this, Hashir De Isser Yichud. So Rav Moshe says, you have to give enough time to, yes, this is the Shir of Tumah. But that's just the Shir of Tumah. What about time for, as the Rishami says, when they go into the Yichud room, they're all dressed in their fancy clothes. Right? It's going to take a couple of minutes to be able to be in a state that where one could violate and to put the clothes back on and to get back into the wedding. It's got to add on a couple of minutes there. Not easy to take off that tuxedo and to, you're not just wearing pajamas. Right? So Moshe says, it's got to add on a couple of minutes. Get out a couple of minutes. Or Moshe says, that's why. He says, Achzarach nosav lazeksas kashir l'shachiv v'lifshon mi'abagadim ad kadei sheyehei ha'efsharus l'galos l'zoyevarim v'gam l'halbash kimitchila v'mitzad ha'shchiva nislach l'chua v'gadim l'slach, and they're going to get crumpled if you take it off. You have to make sure. You have to press them. You have to make sure you look neat and presentable. V'meino gaspa, and also you might add, that hopefully the Chasid HaKalim never touched each other beforehand. So there has to be a little pius, as we're going to talk about in the Gemara a little bit, appeasing each other, sort of ozman, k'dil ratzosa, right? So it takes a few extra minutes. So that's why the Shir of Seer could be Meikar Adin, according to Rav Moshe. Meikar Adin, that's why it could be, you know, let's say double the time. double the time than the Shiurim in the Gemara because of the context. That is regarding the Shiur of Yichud. What about the Isser of Yichud? So the Isser of Yichud L'chora is the same. We know that the Isser of Yichud, some Daraisa, some Darabana, the Gemara, the end of Mesechus Kedushin, the context of the Isser of Yichud. So we know there's an Isser of Yichud with any person that I'm not specifically related to, a sister, a wife, a mother. Shlomo Zalman, though, has an important shuva. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even though there is the Shir of Yichud, but let's say I'm Misyached with somebody I'm not allowed to be Misyached with, and 5 seconds later somebody comes into the room. So I wanted to have Yichud, but it didn't work. It didn't work out. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I still violated Nisa Daraisa. Why? Because the Shir of Yichud, you're right, is the Shir of the definition of what you need the potential to be. But even if it doesn't work out to be that way, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you still violated. Shlomo Zalman says this in Micha Shlomo and Simin Tzadik Aleph. Nir lani yez daiti. Dekol sheha yichud hu b'makam sheim gamkin yecholim l'shal shem shir tuma, oz ika mamish isur yichud d'oraisa al kol rega v'rega. Sheim shohim yachad. Every second, gam lefnei sheshow kashir tuma, even before they get to these few minutes. Every second, v'labishir talya milsa. You don't violate only when the shir takes place. Again, Hilchos Yichud is very many details, very complicated. But Shlomo Zalman says, where you have a case of iser, so it has to have the potential for this shir of tumah. But meaning, if you're walking on the streets, you know, in a public area, that's not yichud. But once it is a case of yichud and it has the shir of tumah, possibly, so then you violate every second. Lochein afim nimelchu beemsav and ispazru. Let's say they decided to go out of the room before the time elapsed. Afilu hachi kfar avru al iser yichud v'tzrichim kapara. They still need kapara. V'kol shegein she'imrak b'derech mikra nichnasu l'sham anashim, and therefore it's a problem. What's the only case that there wouldn't be a problem? Where there's no potential for the shear. For example, what's the case all the posts can talk about? An elevator. That's what all the posts can talk about. An elevator. If you look in the Torah Sayichud, the Sefer from put out by the Otzer HaPoskim, all about Ilchas Yichud, he quotes there all the Poskim that talk about how elevators are not a problem at all. If at any moment the door could open, that's an elevator, anybody could touch a floor on the outside. Right, even a little bit. So that's it's going to happen in 1 minute. The only problem is going to be if you're going to the Empire State Building, right? If you're going from floor 1 to floor 100 and whatever, you know, and you know nobody's pressing any buttons, you know, so then maybe that takes, I don't know, a couple of minutes. So that could be a problem. But other than that, a regular elevator is not going to be a problem because that's not even the potential for the Yichud. Okay, yeah.
You know, a case though with an AD steward,
so again, keeping the door open might undermine, it's not yichud. Again, we're not going to get into Hilchos Yichud now. So again, every case is different. You have to know when it is and where it is, but I'm not going to get into the details now. But a lot of, just a regular achas, almost all Hilchos Yichud is logical. If you feel that you're not in private, so then it's going to be mutter. If you feel that you're in private, it's going to be usur. That's a generalization. There are exceptions. But most of the time, it makes a lot of sense that, you know, if you feel like you're safe and nobody's going to come down or come, you know, the door's open, but you're in the basement, you know, then it's still yichud. But if one feels that, again, as a generality, that's something to go with. But obviously, you have to look into the halachas and the details. But it comes up all the time. It comes up by babysitters. Comes about babysitters. You got to know what the age of your kids are, and the age of the gender of the babysitter. It comes up all the time. You just got to make sure that everything has worked out. So says the Gemara. V'kol hani l'amali. So you got to do the rest of Amman Aleph now. Kol hani l'amali. So what do you need all these? We're not asking on the 9 shitas. We're asking on the first shita. Why does the first shita give me four different phrases? The first shita on top was k'day tumma, which is k'day bia, which is k'day ha'ara, the beginning of bia, k'day walking around the tree. What do you need all those four shiurim on? So tzrichi, you need all four. Ditana k'day tumma. If it would just said k'day tumma, hava amina k'day tum'asa va'artusa. If it said k'day tumma, I would have thought it not only includes the act, but it includes the appeasement beforehand, the getting into the act. So k'mashla k'day bia, that's the chiddush that the shir of stira for sota is only the act itself. Ditana k'day bia, if it only said k'day bia, hava amina k'day gemar bia, I would have thought the entire ma'isa bia. K'mashla k'day ha'ara, just the beginning of the ma'isa bia. V'yashmina k'day ha'ara, hava amina k'day ha'ara v'artusa. If it would just said ha'ara, I would have thought the leading up to the act and the beginning of the act. Tamashalan kedei tuma. That's why you need kedei tuma as well. Vetama kedei ha'ara. And then he explains how much is that? Kedei ha'kaf is dekal, enough to walk around the tree. V'rameni, but we have a problem because we have a tosefta with another six shitos, and all the same players are in the following source, but they each say different shitos. V'rameni, v'ranistera v'kama shir tsira. How much is the shir stira? Lo shamanu, we don't know. Kshu omer v'hi nitma, hari omer, havi omer k'dei tuma stira. How much? What's the shir for stira? The shir of tuma. K'dei bia, k'dei ha'ara, k'dei chazara zdekel. Same as the first opinion, even though it's different. Hakava zdekel, chazara zdekel. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, who gave a different opinion than the first one. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua, who earlier said enough to drink a cup of wine, here says, Kadei Mezika Sakos, enough to dilute a cup of wine. Benazi Omer, Benazi, who earlier said enough to roast an egg, Kadei Lishtosa, to drink a cup of wine. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kadei Lishtos Besas, all these shitas are wrong. I mean, contradictory to the earlier ones. Rabbi Yudhu Ben Mesira Omer, Kadei Lagoma. So, Kosaka Daida, when they ask on each one, Kosaka Daida, Chayno Akavas Deka, and Chazaras Deka, we think Hakafas Deka from the first source and Chazaras Deka from the second source mean the same thing. Walking around the tree. So Hasam Rabbi Yisrael Kedei Hakafas Deka. In the first one, Rabbi Shmuel said it. Upalug Rabbi Elazar Ale. And Rabbi Elazar argued on him. Hacha Amar Rabbi Eliezer Kedei Chazaras Deka. And here Rabbi Elazar says it. So it's a stira. So the Gemara answers no. Amar Abaya Hakafa Beregel Chazara Baruch. It's two different shitos. Hakafa means walking around the tree with your on your legs. Chazara Baruch just means how long it takes for the tree to stop swaying. Going from one to the other side, that's Chazaras Baruch. Boy Ravashi. Chazara Baruch, so what does that mean, swaying? How long of a shear? Gihechi da'azla v'hadar asi. Does it mean, let's say, branches are swaying to one direction until it goes to the other direction to sway? O dilma, or is it even longer? Gihechi da'azla v'asi v'hadar koi v'duchte. When a tree sways in one direction, then it goes into the other direction until it finally comes back to the middle. So do you need it to come even back to the middle? Teku. So, unanswered. So again, Hasam, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kedei Mezika Zakos, in the first brisa, it's Rabbi Elazar holds enough to dilute a cup of wine. Hacha Kedei Chazaras Dekel. Here he says enough for the wind to sway the tree. Idiv Idichat Shiruhu. Really, it's the same shir. Hasam, Amar Yeshua Kedei Lishtoso. In the first brisa, Rabbi Yeshua says enough to drink a cup of wine. Hacha Amar Kedei Mezika Zakos, enough to dilute a cup of wine. So, Eimak Kedei Limzog V'Lishtos. It means, really, he's saying part of the shear in each case. It means to dilute a cup of wine and drink it. V'Leim E'idiv E'idichat Shearuhu. So why didn't he say like the previous answer? It's all one shear, diluting and drinking. Imkein Hainer Rebbe Elazar. No, that can't be, because Rebbe Elazar just said, pour it, diluting the wine. So that can't be Rebbe Yoshua's opinion. So, Hasam Amar Ben Azai Kedei Lishtos Beitza. Rebbe Elazar, Ben Azai, the first brisa said, enough to roast an egg. Hach Amar Kedei Lishtoso, enough to drink a cup of wine. E'idiv E'idichat Shearuhu. Again, that's all one shear. Why? What do you mean? The earlier shear said lishtoso. No, we explained already. Lishtoso earlier means diluting and drinking, not just drinking. And here Benazai holds just drinking. Hasam amar Rabbi Akiva k'dei lagom mahach amar k'dei litzos beitza, to swallow an egg or to roast an egg. Eimek k'dei litzos beitza lagoma. It means to roast an egg and to swallow it. V'leimi idiv idichad shiruhu. Why don't you just say it's one shear? Imkein hara Benazai. No, that would be the exact shita that Benazai just said. We just said Benazai holds that roasting an egg is the shear. Hasam Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maaser Kedei Lagom Shalosh Beishim Zuach Arzu. Rabbi Yehuda earlier says enough to swallow three eggs. Hacha Amar Kedei Lagoma, just one egg. So Ledvar Rabbi Akiva Kama. Really, he holds one egg, but he mentions three just because he's commenting on Rabbi Akiva Shita. Zik Amar Misharin Bitzliyav Gubegemia. Rabbi Akiva says enough time to roast and swallow an egg. Ema says Rabbi Yehuda, what are you getting into roasting for? Simpler. Just talk about swallowing. Roasting and swallowing is the same as swallowing three eggs. So just say swallowing three eggs. It's more posh for people. You don't have to get into roasting. But really, he holds one egg would be enough. Period. Rabbi Ben Yirmiyah says enough time for a weaver to tie a knot. Boy Ravashi, demerchak o demakariv. Teku. Let's say you have a tear. Imagine one string, and you have a tear in the middle. So you have to bring the two edges of the string together, stretch them in order to tie it up again. So that's the shear we're talking about. So are they very far apart, and you have to pull them, and it takes a long time to pull them, to knot them together? Or are they very close to each other? Take it. So we're not sure. Enough time to take something out from between your teeth. Boy, Ravashi, de mehedik o de lo mehedik. Right? Is it stuck in between your teeth and it's a tough piece to get out or not? Take again unanswered. Plimo Omer, Kadisha Tosha Yada Lasalato Kikar. Enough time to take a cookie out of a basket. Boy Ravashi, the Mahadika Dalama Hadik. Is it stuck in the basket or is it loose? Bechadita Oba Atika. Is it a new basket where Picture a new wicker basket. You have a lot of pointy things sticking out and something you keep like hurting yourself. So you have to go very carefully and slowly. Or is it an old basket which is nice and smooth and you take something out very quickly? Bechamima or bekarira? Is it a hot cookie, a hot piece of bread, which every time you pick it up, it drops, and you're burning yourself, you have to be careful, or it's cold, and it's not afraid, do it quickly. Bidachiti o bidasari. We're talking about a wheat or barley. Wheat is smoother, and it comes out quicker. Berechicho bakusha. Is it soft, or is it hard? Right, soft is a blila racha, blila ava. All these cases, take it. We're not sure exactly what the shear is. Why don't they just give a time element? Because they each, let's see the next line of the Gemara for a minute. Maybe that'll help answer. Amr of Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amr of Yochanan, kol ha'echad ve'echad ba'atzmo shir. All of these great rabbis estimated by their own experience. By their experience, that's why they gave the shir of tumas. That's why they didn't give a specific time, because it was easy, I guess, for people, for they didn't have watches in those days. But how do you calculate 3-4 minutes? So it's easier just to go based on an egg. As long as it takes you to swallow an egg. Everybody knows how long it takes to swallow an egg. So it might have been easier for people. But each of these great Amoraim, they gave their shita based on personal experience, says the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Vayika ben Azai. Ben Azai is one of these 9 opinions. Ben Azai never got married. Ben Azai has what kind of personal experience does he have? 3 answers. Number 1, Dlo Nasiv. Right, Vika Ben Azai Dilo Nasiv. Right, Ben Azai never got married. So, how does he have an opinion about the matter? Maybe he was married at one point, and just he's famous for not being married, but he had been married earlier. His Rebbe taught him. You're right. That one wasn't from personal experience. That was from his Rebbe. Yibayisema, Sod Hashem Lireyav. 3rd opinion, Ruach HaKodesh. As it's known, Sod Hashem Lireyav, especially Ruach HaKodesh, Siyata Deshmaya, when it comes to Talmud Torah. Okay, couple of points. I'm sorry, I should have a Bamasiya. Ben Azai. Ben Azai. So the Ritvan Yavamis, I don't have it here because my suitcase was full, and Ad Khan, the suitcase was full, no more Svarim. So the Ritvan Yavamis, where this comes up, is here on the side. Salma Gimel's quotes, we don't have Ben Azai's Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, nobody has the right to say Ben Azai. What did Ben Azai say? So I forgot to mention, Rashi quotes it. Rashi quotes from Yavamis. First skinny line, Avol ma eseh shenafshi chashka b'Torah. What could I do? It's here somewhere. No. Nafshi chashka b'Torah. So he said, what could I do? I want to get married, but I have to learn. Ef shalolam shizkai ma'idei acherim. Right? Other people could get married. The world could be populated by other people. That's what Ben Azai says in Yavam Esamba Gimel. So the Ritva there says, thank you, the Ritva there says, that we don't have Ben Azai's Bizman Azeh. Right? We don't have anybody that's on this level, and therefore, nobody could say this. But if you look at the Ra, and why is this? The Rebbe Chanan explains because it was an ones for Ben Azai to get married. It was ones. He couldn't get his mind off of Torah. He couldn't, like the Ragashavar used to say, right? My worst avera. He used to learn on Tisha B'Av. It should be my worst avera. Okay, what could I do? Can't stop learning. It should be his worst avera. So says the Rebbe Chanan. Also in the Kovach Yerim writes, it's, you know, you can't, he was nanas, it was ba'ones. So therefore he couldn't, but we don't have that bizman azet. The Rambam, where's my Rambam? Oh, the Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus though, he doesn't seem to say that bizman azet, he doesn't say that we don't have this bizman azet. So maybe also, Lushitaso, he doesn't hold up Niskatnu Hadoros, as we mentioned in a number of contexts. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Ishus, Tesvav Gimel, Misha Chashka Nafshu Batorah Tamid, Vishaga Bokke Ben Azai. Somebody is constantly learning every second. Vinidvak Bakol Yama Velo Nasa Isha, Ein Biyado Avon. Ramam's Lashon. If somebody acts like Ben Azai, he's not a sinner. So the Achronim point out that it doesn't sound like it's Lechat Chila for the Rambam. Sounds like, okay, you didn't sin. Not the best thing to do. You should try to overcome it. But in our day and age, but that's the Ramam's Lashon of Ein Biyado Avon. Rabbi Yosef Engel, though, there in Yavamis, says maybe Ben Azai was different because, and maybe this context is different because maybe he was Mekayim Puravu through Talmud Torah. Nir Bena Yesh Lomar, and this is discussed on the Mefarshim in the first Siman in Eben Ezer, but says Rabbi Yosef Engel there in Yavamis, Sheish Lomar Shekiyim Belima Toraso Me'ein Mitzvahs Puravu. How? Look in Brachas Mem Zayin. Brachas Mem Zayin, way back when. Tuta Melech Achamim learning with each other. There's a daya that says that they could have a zimun. There's only 2 of them. Only two of them. Where's the third? The Torah that they've created is the third. The Lashon of the Rush there, Shnei Talmid HaChachamim Mechadidin Zed Zed Bahalacha B'toch HaSeuda Mitztarfin Shehahalacha Chashuva Kishlishi. That's the language of the Rush there. Alma Tahalacha HaMisyaledes Me'is HaTalmid Torah Ketoldas Gavra Chashvin Amlei. It's like a Gavra. And therefore, it's Puravu, like you're Molid Chidushim, you're Molid Svarim. And then he says, oh, I have a suffix. Classic of Yosef Engel. What about if somebody has to do Yibum? Could Benazai have done it for Yibum too? Or was it just for marriage? He says, why would you have said anything different? Because by Yibum, it's not just about Puravu. What is it about? L'hakim Shem Achiv. What does my Talmud Torah have to do with continuing my brother's name? So he thinks it wouldn't work by Yibum. Benazai would have only worked by regular marriage, but if Yibam was staring at him in the face, he wouldn't have been able to do it. Because Yibam Moshayach Zeh, the halachas ha-mishchadashas mimenu, harei lo mishchad yecheses l'meis, v'lek acham ha-shem ha-meis, rak bebanim she-yolid me-ishto ha-yavama, u-kemuvan. And that's why he even quotes, his son-in-law, Rav Menachem Mendel, not sure who that is. What did Benazai say? It could be Efshar Ayidei Acherim, right? Efshar Ayidei Acherim, that's the Lashon Rashi quotes here. So by Yibam, you can't say that. After the Acherim, somebody else can marry this woman. But if there's a Yavama here, so his son-in-law says that maybe that doesn't apply. But then he says, what if there's another brother? So maybe you would say it, Efshar Ayidei Acherim. But anyway, that's the discussion of the Gilyon HaShas, Yosef Engel, there in Maseches Yavamas. That's about Benazai. But we had the three answers. What's the third answer? How did Benazai know? Sod Hashem Li Re'ev. Ask the Maris Chayes. How could you paskin from a heavenly sign? How are you allowed to paskin from a baskol? A mashkichim baskol. Right, we know the Gemara above Metzia Nuntes, right? You don't listen to a Basko or a Belazar. Halacha is like a Belazar. Look like a Belazar. What does the Gemara say? Lo b'shamayim hi. Right, above Metzia Nuntes. Yeah? For Benazai specifically what? Let's go back for him. We'll get to that in a second. So Tosfos really asked this question. Tosfos asked that there's a stira. We mentioned this a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday night. Tosfos says, what do you mean? It seems like sometimes we don't pass on like the Baskol, lo b'shamayimi, but who remembers Erev Vinyud Gimel? Halacha ke Beis Hillel, from the Baskol. Elu ve'elu dibre lekim chayim, but halacha is like Beis Hillel, so we do pass on like the Baskol. So Tosfos b'metzia nuntes, asks this kashi, gives two answers. Number one, maybe the one, really you do pass on from a Baskol. But by Rabbi Lazar, that wasn't a real one. That was just lechvoto. Because he said, a Baskol should go out and say, I'm right. Hashem didn't want to embarrass him. So he sent him a Baskol, but that wasn't a real one. Or, you pass on like a Baskol when it follows the majority. Beis Hillel was the majority. Rabbi Lazar was the minority. So when it's like a majority, it's like a baskol. So neither of the ups. So what do you need a baskol for? Right? What do you need a baskol for? Maybe because they were fighting for 3 years. They didn't have a maskana there. So they wanted to finish it off. Either way, neither of those answers really seem to apply here. But the answer given by some achronim I saw is exactly what was suggested. Here it's not about a halacha. It's about a metzius. Here the baskol is allowed to tell you a metzius. That's what the Urim Metumim say half the time, right? Who was Mal Bacherim, right? So the Urim, so you could get a Metzias. This is a Metzias. How long does something take? It's translated into a halacha, but it's really a Metzias. Okay, weiter.
Are all of these various opinions, are they also agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel that Shir is still just the Bee itself?
Are they interesting? Are they all agree? Are all the other opinions agreeing that it excludes the Ritzoi? It excludes. I'm not sure. Right, the first opinion excludes it. First opinion, but the other shiurim doesn't. It's longer. So is it longer because they exclude, or because they include other parts of the act? I'm not sure. Okay, darash. Yeah. Bottom line, it's not a subjective halacha, but it seems to be different. I mean, why is there such a machlokas? What they're all the same? If they're all the same, why are there nine opinions? So this, it depends on the individual, you're saying. Depends on the individual. Okay, maybe it depends on the individual. And we have to cover our bases. We have to be machmir, like the longest opinion. Well, it depends. Sometimes it's a chumrah for sota. It's going to be a chumrah to have a shorter shear. For the yichud room, you have a longer shear. Okay. Darsha bavira. Bavira darshan. Zimnim, I apologize that there's a lot more to say, but that's sota. Zimnim amar labashvei de Rebbe Yami, Zimnim amar labashvei de Rebbe Yasi. He said it in the name of different people at different times. Kal ha'ochel lechem below netilas yadayim ki ilu ba'al isha zona. Somebody eats bread without netilas yadayim is ki ilu ba'al isha zona. Says the Karen Ora, because in both the times the taiva is overcoming you. If you eat without washing, so you don't have savlanis, you don't have patience, you're just jumping into the gashmias. You have this taiva that you can't control. So in that way, it's similar to Kilu Bali Shazona. Shine'emar, Ki Ba'ari Shazona Ad Kikar Lechem. So Amar Rava, 1 minute. Rava says the pasuk should be the opposite. Hai Ba'ari Shazona Ad Kikar Lechem. No, Ba'ad Kikar Lechem, because you did something with bread, Ad Yishazona Mi Bo'eloi. It's considered that you were Ba'al Ishazona, so it should be the opposite. So El Amar Rava, no, this is what the pasuk means. Kala Ba'al Ishazona Lusof Mevakish Kikar Lechem. The opposite. If somebody's Mezana, one of the signs is going to become poor. He's going to become poor. Amr Bzrika Amr Ablazar, call him Mizalzel ben Atilos Yadayim, Ne'ekar min Ha'olam. Somebody's Mizalzel and Atilos Yadayim, which is an Issa Durabanan, Rashi points out, overall Devei Chachamim, he's Ne'ekar min Ha'olam. Ne'ekar min Ha'olam. The Tzitz Eliezer uses this line in a tshuva. Chelek Yud Aleph, Simin Nun Hei. Where the Tzitz Eliezer was asked, the Rabbanut was asked by a certain hotel, which was a non-kosher hotel. They made a deal with the Rabbanut, we'll observe all Daraisas. We're not going to make Basar B'chalav. But we're going to serve people milchiks and fleishiks, cold. Could we have a heksher on a Daraisa level? That was the Shaila. So you're going to save some people from violating Basar B'chalav Daraisa. So, what do you say? This is what he was asked. Says the Sicily has a chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom to give a heksher in this case. He says, first of all, they're not going to just do the Daraisas. They're going to do the. Who knows if they're going to keep the Daraisas? Number two, this is going to open a Pandora's box for all those other stores in the country which don't really want to be kosher, but they have to because they want to get the observing clientele. So they'll go back a step. Okay, at least we'll observe the Daraisas. And number three, he says, if you violate Durabanans, it's just as bad. Look at Sota Daf Dalid. Call him a Zalzal Ben Atilos Yadayim Nekar Ben Olam. You can't pick your Darabanas and Daraisas. So Chas V'Shalom that you want to give a heter in this case for many, many reasons. If you look at the tshuva, again, it's Yud Aleph Nun Hey. Yud Aleph Nun Hey. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Mayim Rishonim Tzorech Sheyabia Yadav Lamala, Mayim Achronim Tzorech Sheyashpa Yadav Lamata. There's a lot of Netilas Yadayim lines here. We'll mention it for a minute. Mayim Rishonim, after you do Netilas Yadayim for bread, you got to lift up your hands with your fingers up. Right? Lift up your hands. By Mayim Achronim, you keep your hands facing down. Why is that? And Rashi, a quote from the Melech Stomis, obviously the reasons from Meseches Chulin for Mayim Achronim. Tani Nami Hachi, we also have the Braisa, Hanotla Yadav Tzorech Sheyabia Yadav Lamala. After you wash your hands for bread, you got to pick up your hands. Why? What exactly does that mean? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. There are many pshatim for this line. Rashi's pshat is that maybe the first time it's in that big Rashi of Dibur Maskel Shema, you'll do why do we wash our hands twice for bread? The first time it removes the tumah from our hands, but now the tumah is in the water. And the second time we remove the tummy water from our hands. That's what we do it. That's what you do it a second time. So the problem is, maybe, says Rashi, the first time you'll do a lot of water, and some of the water will go beyond your wrist, let's say. Then the second time you'll do less water, and while you're holding your hands down, some of the water that wasn't covered by a second pouring will flow back onto your hands, up at the time of your hands. So that's why you should always keep your hand. After we wash, we're supposed to keep our hands up. As the Shulchan Aruch says, we want to get a little over lasiyasan. So we wash our hands, getting them wet, lift up our hands, say the bracha, and then dry them. That's the order to get a little over lasiyasan. So that's what it says here. That's what we should do. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, continuing, kala ochal pas belonigav yadayim kiglu ochal lechem tameh. If you wash your hands without drawing your hands, if you eat bread without drawing your hands, it's like you're eating tamei bread. Shene'emar v'yomar Hashem kacha yochlu b'nei Yisrael aslachem tamei v'gomer, etc. So if you don't dry your hands, you're eating lechem tamei. Why is that? Machlokas Rishonim. Why do you have to dry your hands? What's the big deal? Rashi says, because the bread becomes disgusting if you don't dry your hands. Rashi says, look at the first wide line of Rashi. Davar ma'ushu v'chashiv ketumah. Because you make the bread disgusting if you don't dry your hands. The Me'iri here says because there's still tumah in the water. There's still tumah in the water. You got to get it. You got to get all the water off. That's what the Beis Yosef paskins. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says that if you use tons and tons of water, where the tumah is surely removed by the first after the first one had a tumah in it, use a revius each time. There's so much water, then you have nothing to worry about. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Me'iri's opinion, the Beis Yosef's opinion, in Simen Kuf Nun Ches, Shulchan Aruch says, if you use so much water for Netilas Yadayim, you don't have to dry your hands. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Or, let's say you put your hands into a mikveh. It's plenty of water there. So Hamatbil Yadav Yocho Lecho below Niguv. Vehu Adin Lenoto Yadav Abbas Achas Veshovakalem Revius Maim Abbas Achas. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Ches Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Wait a minute. What about Rashi? What about Rashi? He quoted Yadav Rashi. He quotes the Marshal, but the Marshal is worried about Rashi's opinion that you make the bread disgusting. It doesn't matter how much water. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Chachila was supposed to be Makbar for Rashi. And that is, dry your hands no matter how much water. Even though we use plenty of water bizman azeh, you're still allowed to do it. You still should try to dry your hands. So a fascinating tshuva, something I've always wondered, from the Bitzalah Chachma. Who's the Bitzalah Chachma? Bitzalah Stern, the brother of Rav Moshe Stern, the brother of the Bear Moshe. So the Bitzalah Chachma, the tshuva, what about many public places, they don't have paper towels to dry your hands. They only have the hot water blower, the hot air blowers. Is that good enough for Nitilas Yadayim? What do you say? Do you have to dry your hands? You need a mice and egov? Or, right, you say the bracha, and then you just put your hands underneath. Or you don't want to watch. So usually we do it on our pants. Let's see, we don't want to do it on our pants. Right? We want to do it under the hot air blower. So the Bitzalah Chachma assumes 100% fine. 100% fine. It says, first of all, according to the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, we use so much water, you don't even have to dry your hands. You don't even have to dry your hands, Meikar Adin. I were Machmer for Rashi, because you're going to get the bread disgusting. So if you dry your hands under the blower, you don't get the bread disgusting. So you're covered in both places. So the Bitzalah Chachma says, in Kuf Mem Aleph, it's right here if you want to see it afterwards, it's not a problem. Let's just do one more minute. Umay, the Eish Ezish Nefesh Ikara Tatsud, the continuation of the previous Pasuk, earlier quoted, in Eish Ezish will capture a delicate soul. Yikara here means somebody who thinks they're delicate, meaning somebody who's a bal gaiva. Somebody who's a bal gaiva will end up being nichshal be'eshes ish. Shneimar be'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatsud. Amar Rava, 1 minute. Hi nefesh yikara, nefesh gavoa mi boile. This isn't a delicate soul. This is a gavoa, a high soul. The ode he tatsud mi boile. She, it, the nefesh itself, the bal gaiva himself traps himself. So El Amar Rava kalabal eshes ish. This is what the pasuk means. Anybody who's bal and eshes ish, afila lama Torah. Even if he's a big alamdin, dechsev ba yikarhim ibninim. And from the Yakara, from an allusion to that he who is more precious than Pninim, than he who goes inside, Mikoen Gadol Sheniklanes L'Fnei V'Lefnim, somebody who learns Torah is even more precious than the Kohen Gadol, still he Tutsudena L'Dinu Shogahenim. Still, it's going to, Baal Eishas Ish, doesn't matter how much Torah a person knows, it's going to bring him down to Gehenim. Amar B'Yochanan Mishrim B'Yochoi, Kol Adam Sheish Bogasas HaRuach, Kilo Oved Avodes Kochavim. Somebody who's a Baal Gaiva is an Oved Avodah Zarah, right? Because you're worshiping yourself, not leaving room for Hashem. Ksiv hacha toavas Hashem kol gaval lev, v'ksiv hasam lo savi so'eva el beisecha. To'eva, to'eva. Rabbi Yochanan didei amar, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, ki lu kafar be'ikr. Not just an Oved Avodah Zarah, but you're like an atheist. You're kafar be'ikr. Shne'emar v'ram levavecha v'shachachta z'Hashem alokecha v'gomer. Rav Chama bar Chanina amar, ki lu ba al kol ha'arayis. Right? All these wonderful things. Somebody's a bal gaiva. Ksiv hacha tovas Hashem kol gaval lev, ksiv hasam ki eskola to'evos ha'el. V'chomer. Ula amar ki ilu ban abama. Shneamar is as if you built a bama for Avodah Zarah, Rashi says. Shneamar chidlu lochem in ha'adam ha'shen shav yapo ki bameh nechshav hu, al tikri bameh ela bama. Bama. So it's allusion to bama. Period. So again, a bal gaiva, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, is one of the two midos that you have to go to the extreme. For the extreme, gaiva and kas, they go together actually. We have to keep them to an extreme. Okay? We'll stop.